From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried is applauding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefit increases announced last week by the USDA. The reevaluation of the Thrifty Food Plan, which calculates SNAP benefits, means Florida is expected to see an increase of nearly $1.5 billion in total SNAP benefits for fiscal year 2022. Fried says these changes will make it easier for Floridians to feed their families and access healthy foods. More than 6,000 cattle producers, industry partners, and stakeholders gathered last week in Nashville for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual convention, all in an effort to make sure beef stays at the center of the plate. According to AgWeb.com, demand has been the centerpiece for the industry, with significant growth in the past 2 years despite pandemic and inflation pressures. Consumer and wholesale beef demand are currently at 30-year highs, and economists say there are currently limited signs of that demand slowing down. The decline of actual milk prices and the decline of milk futures has not been unexpected. DairyHerd.com reports high feed prices as a result of strong demand and the lingering drought in some areas was anticipated to have an impact on the overall milk production, but that or the expectation of strong exports have yet to materialize. What has taken place is continued growth in milk production. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.